Tribal leaders call the agreement an important acknowledgement of tribal sovereignty. Secretary Buzelaki stressed that theme during the signing ceremony.
This agreement recognizes that every tribe represented here today is a sovereign nation that has its own tribal government, its own unique customs, concerns, and interests.
But the agreement is more than symbolic. Buzelaki says the department will be providing cultural competency training for DOT staff to educate them about Native American customs and traditions, and tribal officials will be part of an intergovernmental task force where they'll have input on road projects that cross tribal lands. DOT tribal liaison Gwen Carr says the agreement also calls for promoting economic growth by helping tribes bid on state road projects.
It also helps us to work with Indian construction businesses to get them more certifications, to get them more of the piece of the pie. So there's real benefits from this document.
Tribal leaders also hope the agreement will give the tribes a bigger role in protecting sacred sites or retrieving artifacts and remains from burial grounds that may be in the path of road projects. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.